Well, over at Parliament, the last 7 days have been peppered with the calls of bad behaviour in the House. Green MP Julianne Gender has been referred to the Privileges Committee after National accused her of intimidating and attacking one of their ministers. And as we've been hearing this morning, Te Pāti Māori are facing a backlash for the use of inflammatory language. Elsewhere in the precinct, the government spent part of yesterday mopping out the fallout from a confusing and contradictory press conference on new corrections funding. Here to discuss all of that is Opposition Leader Chris Hipkins. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with the behaviour of our politicians at the moment. Do you have any concerns about the behaviour or the tone of language being used in Parliament at the moment?
I mean, I think those kind of inflammatory statements aren't helpful. I don't think it was helpful when Winston Peters compared New Zealand to Nazi Germany. I don't think the statements from the Māori Party are particularly helpful either. I think everybody should take a deep breath here. You know, New Zealanders rely on us debating passionately. That's the essence of democracy. I think it's vital for democracy. But I think saying stuff that's deliberately inflammatory and just frankly isn't true doesn't help.
Have you given a direction to your members not to use that sort of language?
Of course, then. I mean, I don't believe I need to, and we haven't seen any evidence of them doing so. I do expect them to say things that are, on occasion, they'll be controversial and they'll be passionate because I want people to speak from the heart. That's the nature of politics. But, you know, let's try and stay grounded in reality.
There's been a report, obviously, about the election results and some issues there around special votes and a call maybe to end voting day enrolments. What's your view on that?
Well, it's the job of the Electoral Commission to make sure we run an election in which everybody can participate. I think that taking away the right of thousands of people to vote because the Electoral Commission didn't do its job properly isn't the answer. The Electoral Commission should make sure that the system runs smoothly. Thousands of people enrolled and voted on the day. If they're saying that they'll stop that happening, they're basically saying that thousands of people won't have their vote counted. The whole purpose of an independent Electoral Commission is to make sure that everybody's vote is counted and the election is run with integrity.
Would you be supportive of them of more funding? They say they need a few extra, beg your pardon, 100 staff to ensure it does run smoothly. Would you support that extra funding?
We did give them extra funding, but we didn't give them the same level of funding they had in 2020. And the reason for that was in 2020 they were running an election in the midst of the global pandemic and they had to plan for a whole variety of scenarios, including an outbreak of COVID-19 right in the middle of the voting period. Clearly the measures we put in place there we didn't need to do for every election, but they did get more funding.
Corrections, that was a big announcement from the government this week, as we've mentioned, a confusing press conference, but they have committed $1.9 billion of funding to corrections and they're delivering the beds that, well, some of which were promised during your government's time and not delivered.
Well, the 600 beds that we committed to and that we funded were delayed because of COVID-19. So they were promised just before the pandemic, and the pandemic delayed many, many things, including in the private sector. So this was not limited just to government. And those prison beds were, as when we left government, on track to be delivered by the end of this year. If the timeframe for that's been extended further, then obviously that's a decision of the current government's, not ours. In terms of the funding for the 810 beds that they announced, well, that's all a bit of a mystery because they still won't say where the money is coming from, what it's going towards, how much is its capital funding, how much of its operating funding, how much of it is one-off funding, how much of it is ongoing, or in fact what we're actually going to get for that. So I think that, you know, the government's announcement, they've made a pre-budget announcement and they're now saying, well, they won't answer any questions about it because it's budget sensitive.
Well, just, why did they announce it? Just in terms of the breakdown of how that money is being divvied up, are you supportive of the extra money going into rehabilitation services for prisoners?
Of course, I support rehabilitation, but there's a challenge here. What they're doing is they're providing more rehabilitation to prisoners who are on remand. So these are, in many cases, prisoners who have not yet been convicted. So they're being offered rehabilitation for a crime that we have not yet proven that they actually did. And that creates some interesting challenges, and it's the reason why prisons on remand typically haven't been given rehabilitation programs. Given the length of time prisoners are spending on remand, I think it is probably justified.
Carmel Cipollone, has she been on a Celebrity Treasure Island?
Carmel took a couple of weeks off earlier in the year. I approved her taking a couple of weeks off. I think after, you know, 6 years, very busy years as a minister, you know, she was invited to take a bit of time off. What she did during that time, those are questions for her.
Well, if it turns out she was on Celebrity Treasure Island, is that appropriate for her to be taking time off to do that in a sort of busy parliamentary period?
I think everyone's entitled to take time off. Obviously, I can't comment on this particular instance. I think people will accept that. I understand that I can't always comment on individual issues like this. But what I have also set out, you know, clearly in the past, is where MPs are taking time off to do something that is not necessarily personal, but not related directly to their work, then there are ways that we can manage that. MPs have donated their salary to charity, for example, in the past where they've done those sorts of things. And my expectation is that that would continue in any instances in the future where that was to happen.
Would you appear on Celebrity Treasure Island if the invitation was forthcoming?
Not something that I would consider at this point in time, no.
Appreciate your time this morning. That is Opposition Leader Chris Hipkins.